USA Radio News.
People from across the nation are continuing to pay tribute to the late former President George H.W. Bush. The body of the nation's 41st president is currently lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell called Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time, not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in his hallowed cathedral.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platform.
Cook was speaking at an Anti-Defamation League conference. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Aftershocks from the massive earthquake that happened on Friday in Alaska are prompting state workers to get the day off. No deaths or serious injuries are reported from the 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday, which was centered near Anchorage. Hundreds of aftershocks have been recorded in and around Anchorage. An ISIS leader tied to the execution of an American aid worker has been killed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S.-led coalition says an airstrike on Sunday in Syria killed a terrorist leader linked to the murder of former U.S. Army Ranger Peter Kasich. The 26-year-old Kasich was captured in Syria in 2013 and was beheaded by ISIS a year later. A coalition spokesman says the ISIS leader tied to Kasich's murder was also directly involved in executing a number of other prisoners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marriott is being sued after hackers stole personal and financial details of millions of customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Remembrances across the country continue to pour in for George H.W. Bush. Country music legend Lee Greenwood joins Fox News and shares the last time he was with our 41st president.
My wife and I, Kim, had the chance to visit with him in Kennebunkport, and we had some business that took us kind of east. You don't just fall into Maine. You have to go there, and so they allowed us in the compound. Had a moment to sit at the piano and play him a song or two, and I did actually play a little version of God Bless USA, and he would sing along with me, as I know he's done with other people, particularly just before his death. It was a very warm agenda. They called all the Secret Service people in to sit behind us and kind of listen as well. He was generally interested to talk to me and just kind of relive some of the moments we'd had in the past.
The college football playoffs are set. Notre Dame will face Clemson in the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas on Saturday, December 29th. Meanwhile, the Orange Bowl, Oklahoma, will face Alabama. Those winners then face off on January 7th for the national championship. Joel Klatt is an analyst for Fox Sports. He joins Fox News and reacts to the news of the four teams that were selected.
This committee that we have in college football, this 13-person committee, they're charged with selecting the four playoff teams. And the problem right now is that they don't have a very strict criteria, so they can kind of go on whatever they want to.
And on Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Washington Redskins. Kickoff is just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.